I think everyone's just excited. Get a normal routine, game week. Spent so many hours, days, months here over the spring, summer, camp. Now that the first week's finally here, it's just excitement. Ready to get out there and kind of fly around, show what we've been working on for so long. But I think the general vibe is just adrenaline, excitement.
The biggest problem with the Worthy Wars here is this. It's taking away a little bit of the focus from, hey, the Bills actually play a football game this week. But sometimes you got to get in the trenches and do the dirty work. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Evan DePasquale here for you on a Sports Talk Saturday here. Bills play the Cardinals, 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. We get things started at 7 a.m. Yours truly will be back on the mic for breakfast with the Bills and then Bills game day. 8 to 10, countdown to kickoff from there, 11 o'clock on. And then, of course, Chris Brown, Eric Woods, Sal Capaccio on the call from the Northwest Bank broadcast booth for Bills and Cardinals starting at 1 o'clock. 803-0550 is the number to call. If you want to keep things going here, if you want to just talk about Bills, Cardinals, if you're going to the game and you just want to feel the excitement, all of it's on the table here for you, no matter what, here for the next 30 minutes or so, because we've got Carl Jones from WIVB joining us at 1 o'clock, and then we can get back to everyone's calls again to wrap up the show. Hitting it up on the tweet sheet, Brian tweeting in, the most important take regarding the game tomorrow is the fact it's going to be cool enough to make a pot of chili and feel good about eating it. The elite season's here, whether you like it or not. It's absolutely that chili-eaten season. Captain Kevman tweets in, There were 27 or so other teams that could have taken Worthy. Why is it on the Bills? They clearly didn't want him.
I feel like nobody would have had an issue with this if they took Coleman at, what was it? Where were they picking? 27? 28?
Yeah.
They would have had no problem if they were picking at, if they took like Coleman at 28 instead of at 33. That's the thing that gets people upset, is that they traded with the Chiefs and they're like, oh, the last time they traded with the Chiefs, they got Patrick Mahomes and he's already got 3 Super Bowl rings.
You know what? The Bills got Joe Andreessen. Take that, Kansas City. You let him go for free. And you had to pay us a 3rd-round pick. Take that. Let's keep things going here. Rob in Kansas, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How's it going?
Good. Thanks, Derek and Joe. How are you guys?
Oh, we're hyped, man. We're hyped. I spent the entire break dancing to War. So, you know, like let's go here. I'm in.
Yeah, hey, that's a great way to spend your Saturday. That's what I have to say. But the reason I'm calling, man, is I live in Kansas. I'm surrounded by Chiefs fans everywhere. They have a slew of bandwagon fans, and now you've just got arrogant Swifties all over the place that's just making it almost unbearable to live here. But on Friday I went into work and I was wearing my Bills jersey, and, you know, there's always just trash talk that happens. And the reality is, like, what am I going to say, right? Like, you guys won Super Bowl twice in a row, got 3 Super Bowls the last, 5 years, something like that. So I can't really talk trash. I was sitting in a sports bar when 13 seconds happened. And I have to say, most of the diehard Chiefs fans, they are really pretty generous fans. They're actually really nice. When 13 seconds happened, literally I had Chiefs fans walking up to me and being like, I am so sorry. Like, I am so sorry. I can't even imagine what that feels like. So I appreciate it, but I think Bills fans have a problem with just the Chiefs living rent-free in our heads, man. Like, listen, like, they are, in my opinion, arguably one of the best teams in league history. Like, they have one of, if not the best quarterback in league history. And in my opinion, I personally think Belichick is not nearly as good as Andy Reid as a head coach, because you look at Andy Reid, man, and he had tons of success with multiple teams, with multiple quarterbacks, and that's not even something that Bill Belichick can say he has on his resume. So, in my opinion, I think that we just need to lighten up a little bit as Bills fans. you know, we're going up against arguably the best tandem quarterback coach in league history. But the one thing that we do have is we can still poop all over the Miami Dolphins. So, Bills Mafia.
Rob, appreciate it. Thank you for the call. And it's got to be tough being in enemy territory like that. But at the same time, yeah. It is unfortunately what it is. You're chasing Kansas City, but that doesn't mean they have to live rent-free in your heads. And that's exactly what this is. When you said that, Rob, I also remembered the article I wrote about this whole thing on May 3rd of this year. So it's been this long, and we're bringing it all back. Let's keep things going, though, here. We go to Arnie in East Aurora. Arnie, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. As a 36-year season ticket holder of the Bills, I just want to make a response to all the dopes that are criticizing the trade to get Coleman and this Worthy thing. Everything that shines is not gold. Go Penn State, go Bills. Have a great day.
Arnie, love it. Short, sweet, to the point. Thank you. Appreciate that. It's just, we're thinking too much about it, guys. And this is why I had to do an entire segment on this, because, like, what are we doing? We don't need to keep putting the brain power into all this. Let's keep firing here. Let's go to Tuff in Buffalo. What's going on, Tuff?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, it's Tuff. I've been a Bills fan since 84. To me, it's not about Worthy. It's about Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and who was the closest team to get past them was my Buffalo Bills. And it wasn't about the players we had, it's just a couple decisions. My thing is, why would you get rid of Diggs when all you had to do was add a player or add someone on defense, which we saw from the playoff game? So that's what's making me nervous, you know what I'm saying? Because we got to chase this guy who's in the way of all the great quarterbacks that's in the AFC and us, and we so close, we're just so, you know, a couple decisions away. Not players, but I hope we do good, so what's your take on that?
All right, Tuff, I appreciate that, man. It's a hard thing to have to deal with chasing them and how well they've done. Adding to the wide receiver room was kind of the point of the offseason, and, I mean, they did do it eventually. It did also cost Stephon Diggs, but we also don't know what they're going to look like. They haven't taken the field yet. That's the other thing. We're 24 hours away from them finally taking the field. And I already had to be driven stir crazy about something. Let's keep it going. Jared and Wilson, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
I'm having a day, man. About you?
Oh, same right here. I'm right there with you. I don't know how anybody can look at Worthy and say, oh, this guy is going to be great. He doesn't look like he's in the NFL. He looks like he's about to run the New York City Marathon. I mean, the guy is just small.
I will say this, like, we can't dismiss what he did do, which was, you know, he has that elite speed. He does have, like, these things to him that makes him a pro talent. It's just, we don't need to overreact on the two plays that happened to go to the end zone for him. It's not like this is just this all-time instant regret. It was one game, and the Bills haven't even played yet. So it is something that is, he still could be a good player. And that's not the crux of the issue. It's not the player himself. It's the mentality that we're fighting amongst ourselves all over again, and I'm no less guilty of it. I'm doing an entire hour segment of this thing. But that doesn't mean that we need to freak out that the Chiefs got better and it was the Bills' fault. No. The Bills are focused on getting better for the Bills. They're not worrying about the Kansas City Chiefs, and neither should any of you.
Okay.
We go to Brian in Arcade. Brian, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Yeah, Alien Rob. Sorry, reality check. Maybe you enjoy Jamison Crowder, Deontay Hardy, Emmanuel Sanders, calling back Cole Beasley and John Brown out of retirement. Jake Kumro, you want some more players? This isn't all just about Worthy. It's about the investment in the offense. Since 2020, yes, Bean, Gold Star, you got Stephon Diggs. Then guess what's happened, everybody? You stopped adding elite players, and look at the 4 years of evidence. This isn't just an instant reaction. 4 years of evidence. AFC championship game, divisional, divisional, divisional. Where are you getting stopped? It's a pretty clear line. It's now year 7. Allen has no reliable deep threat. None. Okay?
How do you know that?
About Curtis. How do I know that?
How do you know that? It's not a guarantee that they don't have a deep threat. It's not
a
guarantee.
Who is it? Who can take the top off this deep? Who can take the top off of a defense? Curtis Samuel, the number three wide receiver in Washington? That's who we're going to go with? Mac Hollins, career high, 600 yards receiving. Okay, yeah. I'm sure he can get behind people.
Brian, I'm sorry they didn't trade for Rome Odunze. I'm sorry they didn't sign DeAndre Hopkins. It's not about name chasing. It's not about name chasing. All right? They picked a wide receiver with their first pick. They invested in the position. Khalil Shakir is a selection that they have made, and he looks like he's going to be the next player here. Dalton Kincaid is part of the receiving core. I'm sorry they didn't trade for Malik Nabers. I'm sorry they didn't grab 5'10" Xavier Worthy. And you put Emmanuel Sanders into a group of flotsam and jetsam telling me that you don't know what you're talking about. That's it. You're looking for names. Go ahead, laugh, Joe.
Sorry, I was just, you know, setting up the Bison broadcast on our sister station. I didn't know what I walked back into, but I understand now because someone's name chasing. So,
who's the deep threat?
Who is the deep threat?
Whoever's drawn up.
Yeah.
They're NFL players.
Whoever's the red line in the Madden playbook.
I'm sorry that Curtis Samuel doesn't run a 4.21 40.
That's the only redeeming factor for Xavier Worthy.
It is!
Like, that's the only thing that put him in the first round.
Oh, by the way, how did he score his touchdown? It wasn't beating someone one-on-one over the top.
No, it was 7-on-4. It was blown coverage. It was
Marlon Humphrey forgot what defense was being run on a play where Gabe Davis, who had bagels every other week, would happen to have scored on that play.
Yeah, Gabe Davis was a blocking tight end. That's what he was as a wide
receiver. Last year. I mean, he was making fun contributions all throughout.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, my thing is that the plays that Worthy scores on, and it's not just about Xavier Worthy. That was the point of the offseason. Brian does have that point. But at the same time, how do you know they don't have a deep threat? Because none of them have a 4.21 40 time? You don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So stop. And I was not about to hear anything about, Emmanuel Sanders or throwing Cole Beasley or John Brown, who were meaningful signings, investments into the position that helped Josh Allen grow. Get out of here with that.
And they weren't trading for Rome Odunze or Malik Nabers. That wasn't happening.
I'm sorry they didn't go big name hunting. Because that, at the end of the day, is what this is all about. We get attracted to names.
Yeah, and that's all the distaste is about when you should just look at the player and what they contribute. But truthfully, the names mean nothing. DeAndre Hopkins, did that mean something at one time?
Get me off the damn wide receiver train. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blowing up the bridge.
You got a Polar Express. You got to detach the caboose.
I'm blowing up the bridge.
Yeah.
Because it's turned into something that it was not supposed to. Yeah. This is just... this was the part that I knew was going to happen. The other side of the shoe.
Yeah. We had a good first...
We had a good first segment of it.
They had him in the first half.
Don't go ahead and say to the other callers it's a reality check when it's not.
I'm sorry. Just wait until Xavier Worthy has a bad game. Just wait. The name chasing is so obnoxious, so ridiculous, so tiring.
Yes.
I don't want to hear about it anymore. That's all everyone said. If you look at Bill's Twitter, it's just, imagine if the Bills had this wide receiver. Imagine if. I don't want to live in a fantasy land. We have Keon Coleman. We have Curtis Samuel. We have Khalil Shakir. We have Dalton Kincaid, who's a big slot receiver.
Jam just tweeted in. Curtis Samuel ran a 4.31.
Yeah.
That sounds like take the top off speed to me.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, it wasn't a world record. Sorry, guys.
And I'm sorry, Keon Coleman did have speed in another combine area, the gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
He did what no one else did in that combine.
Yeah, I just...
So I don't want to hear it.
And they had to reinvest in the entire position.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they had to do this year. Khalil Shakir is the only holdover.
Yeah, because he's shown the experiment isn't over. What he's fast, and he's a slot receiver.
No, what I'm saying is they had to reinvest in the entire position.
Yeah, aside from him.
Which means they're not going to be done with it.
No. No, and I mean, I've seen people say, tank this year, go for a number one receiver in the first five picks next year.
All right, we got to get to a break.
Yeah, I'm not even
Carl Jones up at 1 o'clock here from WIVB. He'll be joining us here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, Evan's on the board. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday.